ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, before we start the show, I want to get you to mark your calendars. I'm going to be part of an upcoming event that I think all of you will just be so inspired by. The event is called I Thrive in Survivorship Telesummit. If you go to the website www.tiny.cc/I Thrive Telesummit, sign up, and starting on Monday, November 28th, you're going to receive an audio directly downloaded into your mailbox, your email mailbox, so that you can listen at your convenience. Now, this is an event to help people who are going through cancer or their caregivers, or you just need that inspiration and need help in surviving life. I'm going to be your first speaker on November the 28th, but in order to be hearing these videos, you got to get signed up ahead of time. So to sign up, you go to the website, tiny.cc/I Thrive Telesummit. And if you forget that, you can always go back to my website, asksuelondon.com, and on the calendar, you'll see the details for November 28th, but you got to sign up in advance. So for more details, again, check out that website, asksuelondon.com. Now, I absolutely get so thrilled when I can bring a guest on to empower you. And today, my guest is going to do just that for you. The topic of our show is Awakening the Leader Within, and my special guest today is Patricia Varley. Let me tell you a bit about her. Patricia Varley is an international speaker, certified Edgewalker facilitator, coach, and retreat leader who works across industry lines with entrepreneurs, national organizations, and corporations, such in reinventing success from the inside out by reclaiming the wholeness of people. She focuses on integrating personal, professional, and spiritual growth. Patricia's passion as a paradigm bridger guides and supports others in transitioning between mainstream and what's involved on the planet at this time in history. She's got a long degree of achievements, and to learn more about her, if you go to her website, it's patriciavarley.com. That's spelled P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Varley, V as in Victor, A-R-L-E-Y.com. So let's bring her on and let's start inspiring you all. Patricia, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hello, Sue. It's really great to be here. I want to thank you for having me on the show today, and I'm looking forward to sharing and inspiring your listeners today. So thank you all for being with us, too, who's ever out there.
Yeah, well, this is wonderful, and we've got to tell everybody where you are right now, because some of
us are in Maui. Maui, Hawaii, which is nice. I spend a lot of time out in the Hawaiian Islands. I feel very blessed for that. So hopefully that will inspire people as well.
Right there alone, like I'm sitting, you know, in a rainy, damp night in Canada. And so when I hear you're in Hawaii, oh my gosh, like I left a piece of myself there years ago, and I'm just ready and waiting to come back. So anyone listening, just visualize you're there with Patricia on the islands. So I'm big on visualization, Patricia.
So am I, actually. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
Good for you. Let's get started with sharing about what you do. So what does it mean to awaken the leader within, and why is it so important at these times? Can you share that with everybody?
Yeah, sure. A term I came up with many years ago in working with both men and women, but in business, but also in life transition, which so many of us are now, is something that I called self-leadership. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, talk about, you know, leading others, leading a company, leading an organization. Sometimes even we feel like leading your family, let's say if you're a parent. But mm-hmm. I think the true sense of empowerment comes from really being inspired from within and by leading yourself. And so what I do as a coach and a retreat leader and a facilitator is to empower and support others in leading and navigating through change and their growth and their lives and their work for their own tools to bring themselves to the next level. And mm-hmm. with everything that is going on in the world now, many of us, I think, could really use, you know, some self-empowerment tools and ways in which we can, with awareness and with guidance and with clarity, direct and guide ourselves through the times that we're in, because so much is changing.
Oh, absolutely.
Awakening the leader within, and the work that I do around that particular topic, as I do programs and retreats on it, is to awaken that which is within us that maybe is dormant, is sleeping, is maybe not as strong or clear as it can be, and to bring those qualities and decision-making abilities and inspiration alive so that we can bring our lives, you know, to the next level.
Good. Now, let me ask you, you're a certified Edgewalker facilitator and coach. What are the qualities of an Edgewalker? And, I mean, we've already said, you know, there's a lot changing in our world, but what are the qualities?
Well, Edgewalker, I'll just explain this to the listeners.
Yeah.
It's a new term, let's say, or philosophy for many people. I'm a colleague of mine, Dr. Judy Neal, who wrote the book Edgewalkers, and it's about people and leaders and organizations that break ground, build bridges, and take risks. And edgewalkers do that. They very often, and when I heard the word, I felt like, oh, my gosh, that's the word to describe how I've been living all my life. But it really is about, you know, we talk about people that live ahead of the wave, that work outside the boxes, that live on the edge. And it's really about, in a sense, being a visionary. And not that, and anybody could be this, but an edgewalker is someone who's usually a bit walking, you know, to the beat of their own drummer, you might say. I'm just trying to put it in terms that people can understand. And the qualities of an edgewalker, just in terms of how I went through the certification, and it's also utilized in terms of Dr. Judy Neal's work, is one of self-awareness, visioning. I love this, but play is great, you know, bringing some playfulness, which also accesses our creativity, and self-awareness is key, our passion, you know, what impassions us, all of these qualities that are so needed today, but they also, in a sense, ignite the leader within. It's the awakening to ourselves, in a sense, as we lead ourselves. So when we have the awareness of who we are, of what our gifts are, when we have a passion about our lives and the work that we contribute, when we can play and create around that and vision our future, I mean, these are some of the qualities that help to, almost like a navigational leadership tool that help edgewalkers, in a sense, often move ahead of the curve, you might say. Does that answer?
Okay, so it's like, is that kind of like I call people like that, like mover and shakers?
Movers and Shakers is a book. One book was called The Culture Creatives, if you've ever heard that term.
Okay.
Culture Creatives, there's a whole book around that. They say there's so many, I think there's like 5,000 or 50,000 people, it might be, they consider cultural creatives that are, I don't even think it's movers and shakers, because I have to clarify that. It's people that, it's almost like a, and this is a big field to put my name in, but like a Steve Jobs is a huge edge walker. I mean, he pushed the edges in so many ways. And, yes, they are movers and shakers, but what really sets them aside is not just their level of influence, but that they can see that which doesn't even exist sometime and bring it into reality or help lead people in a different way.
Okay, we've got to go to a commercial here.
Sure.
So we're going to take a quick break, folks. You're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my special guest today, Patricia Varley. We're going to take this break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about how to awaken the leader within. So if you want to learn more about my guest today, visit her website, patriciavarley.com. And be sure to visit my website, asksuelondon.com, and sign up for my free newsletter to instantly receive the top 10 life-changing lessons that will change your life forever. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Patricia Varley, and the topic is Awakening the Leader Within. Now, before we continue, Patricia, can I get you to share that website of yours another time for everyone to check you out after the show?
Thank you. It's www.patriciavarley.com. And it's V as in victory, A-R-L-E-Y, PatriciaVarley.com.
Perfect. So, guys, you want to check her out after. Now, let me ask you, Patricia, you've got this great event coming up. Do you want to take some time now and share that with everybody? Because I want to make sure that they get to a website to see those details as well.
Okay, and I'm also I can also send them a flyer as well, but or you can email me if you're interested. But I'm doing a retreat with a colleague of mine, Dr. Eleanor McCain, called Awaken the Leader Within. It's just for women. We're focusing on women in general, women in leadership, and it's on Kauai, Hawaii. I know, Sue, that's one of your favorite places.
I know.
and it's 11-11-11. It's November 11th. I know it's coming up soon, but it's 11-11-11 to 11-18-11. It's 1 week. It's only limited to 10 women. We have a couple places that are still left. So if anyone's interested, they can go to my website, patriciavarley.com, and email me directly there, and I can send you the details and more specific information. That. But it's going to be amazing. So any of you really are wanting a place to renew, recharge, regroup, refocus, as a woman, if you're needing a break, there'll be lots of time to see the island, to really look at what's next in your life, in your work. If you're wanting a place to recharge and rest, as well as reinvent yourself, because many, many women I find are really in transition,
needing
a place to balance, to drop in, to get taken care of. We're in a $10 million estate on the ocean. It's going to be beautiful with all yoga and natural, yummy, healthy food and tours of Hawaii to sacred sites. But it's also going to be a place to create an action plan for yourself about what is next for you, both personally and professionally, and even financially. So anyone listening wanting a space to do that, we still have some space available.
And let me tell you, listeners, that this place is so healing. I left a piece of myself there 10 years ago, and I said to my husband that next November when I turn 50, that's what I'm expecting for my gift, to go back there, but this time for a month, not just 3 weeks. So, you know, it's really the place to go, very healing place, and to work with this amazing lady. Next week, our guest is Eleanor LeCain. Eleanor's an amazing woman as well. They're really going to help you to soar to the next level. So check that out. Now, tell us again, is there information on your website about it? Or no? They have to get the flyer
from you. There is, but the best thing to do, because the specific flyer, I would like the one I sent to you, so I'd love to mail to them. That's not actually on my website. But if anybody goes on the website, patriciavarley.com, and says Sue London in Hawaii, I'll send you the information. And I also want to offer a discount to anybody from your show to the program. We have a couple spaces left. I know it's last minute and 2 weeks out from Friday, but I'm also willing to offer a good discount for the retreat.
If
anyone
great.
From your specific show wants to be on it and they mention that.
So great, okay.
A good amount off.
Well, thank you for that. So, listeners, here's your opportunity to check that out. Now, I want to ask you some more questions. Is there anything else you want to cover more about the retreat before I go on
Not
to ask
really,
you some more?
Not really, except that, you know, it's coming up soon, and the race to Hawaii aren't that bad now, but we'd love any women that are coming. I invite you to come. And, you know, a point to make is that none of us can give what we don't have.
That's right.
We give ourselves the gift, whether it's a retreat like this or anything, we must cultivate those skills so that we can be more available to our lives.
Yeah, that's great. Now, let's get into some questions, because we're going to have to go to a break very soon. This time is going so fast on the show today.
Okay.
One of the things I want to ask you is, in my introduction, I talked about reclaiming the wholeness of people. Now, can you share with our listeners, what do you mean by wholeness, and what role does this quality play?
Well, what wholeness is, it's not just wholeness, it's reclaiming it. And most of us search all our lives to find our sense of purpose, what sets us apart, what makes us unique, why am I here? You know, really what I say our wholeness is what we were born with. In a sense, it might be your purpose, your destiny, your sense of what makes you an individual and your unique qualities. Many of us get disconnected from that due to our upbringings or our schooling or our conditioning, our environment, our society. So I believe that to truly be empowered, and in that empowerment, be inspired by who we are and what our contribution is in the world versus just being in survival mode, part of what fuels us is the wholeness that we actually were born with. It's we all hear this from great spiritual teachers in that, but what we're seeking is inside. It's in our hearts. It's in our gut. It's in our sense of what, you know, I ask all of you listening, you know, what makes your heart sing? If you didn't have to work for money or time wasn't a problem, what would you do? You know, there are things in us that want to come alive, and that's this awakening piece. And The wholeness is that which is, in a sense, our blueprint for our life that we are already born with.
Yes.
So the work that I do is, first, I say it's an inside job. It's excavating, discovering, recovering, and reclaiming that, those qualities, those passions, that sense of awareness, that sense of where can I make a difference? How do I want to show up more fully in my relationships? You know, where can I become more abundant in my life? You know, so these are some of the things that the disconnection, Sue, from that place of wholeness is actually sometimes what blocks the success in our lives.
Now, let me ask you, so how do you suggest that people reclaim their wholeness from the inside out?
Well, you know, it's a process. I think, first of all, as like an edge walker, and like this wonderful show that you're having me on today is helping people, first of all, become more aware of that.
Yes.
Like to take us, like even the retreats, to stop and look within and say, wait a minute, you know, is what I'm doing working? Are these choices the best use of my time? Am I getting the results that we want? So part of it could be anything from taking a retreat, stopping and journaling, creating more balance in our lives, you know, maybe more quiet, you know, doing yoga, going into nature. We have to sometimes step away, even if we take an hour or a few hours a week to begin to reflect, like a job almost. You know, it's like I always say to my, because I have a private coaching practice, and I say to people, you have to coach yourself into your own life. And especially women, we don't, not that men have an easy time, but women especially who are caregivers, we don't do that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, you've got to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to take care of you, right?
And you're not going to be available for those you might want to even care for, whether it's a sick
exactly.
parent, child, or your, your husband or boyfriend or anybody. You know, how we end up getting burned out. So the reclaiming awakens. It also strengthens us because our natural energy. It's so important to recognize that when we're doing things that are not really in sync with who we are, it's it becomes exhausting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I
energy
can
not be authentic.
I can tell you, and I can tell our listeners, I'm sitting here in my gym clothes right now. And when the show's over, I'm heading right to the gym because I have to make a point of getting in 5 days of workout every, you know, week in the gym. And when I get my gym clothes on, I know, okay, I'm getting there no matter who calls, no matter what happens, because I know for myself, I need to have my health. And there was a time years ago I didn't have it. And, you know, that's what's important for me. So each one of you have got to put yourself first and, you know, step into that power and, you know, love yourself to know you're worth having that. So, I just had to share that little bit there.
Well, first of all, for you, Sue, but you have a commitment. And
Pays
off in terms of you know, being fit and being healthy. Yeah. But it's also good for the mind and the spirit as well to keep
yourself
healthy. And create that time. It's a step in self-love whenever we do anything for ourselves.
Yeah. Now, I'm just looking. We have to go to a commercial in about 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you another question before we go.
Sure.
If we need more time, let's just kind of start into the question. Now, what does it mean to you to be a transformational leader?
Well, very quickly, you know, transformation is like, I mean, we've all heard this. We know the story is a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Once a butterfly is a butterfly, it's never again a caterpillar. It can't go back.
That's right.
And yet, when the caterpillar is in the chrysalis, it needs to die to its old life and its old way of being so that it can emerge a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Many people now are in that phase of transformation. The old ways aren't working. It can be scary. It can feel like, where am I going? We're in the void. We're in the neutral zone. So those of us who wish to transform or in positions of leading ourselves or particularly leading other people, what's needed are new ways, like the Edgewalker philosophy, new ways of thinking, a new lens in which to see the world. And that's about transformation. That's about emerging as a quote-unquote butterfly that's never been birthed before and stepping out with courage and conviction to discover new ways, you know, new landscapes, new ways of looking at things. And a transformational leader is accessing new information, which we need.
Good. Well, let's go back to that. We're going to take a quick break now, And sure. Then when we come back, we're going to touch more on that. So, folks, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. So when we come back, Patricia and I are going to inspire you some more. Now, to learn more about my guest, Patricia Varley, go to her website, patriciavarley.com. And be sure to visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and sign up for my free newsletter to instantly receive the top 10 life-changing lessons that will change your life forever. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Patricia Varley here with us today, and the topic we're talking about is awakening the leader within. Now, Patricia, let me ask you this. You teach a heart-centered approach to creating a successful business. How does this approach work in business?
Well, a heart-centered approach is about accessing what I would say, not just the mind and the intellect and our training and schooling and all that, which is very, very important to have all those facts, but it's more what I would say the essence of the person, maybe the feeling quality. We've heard the term emotional intelligence. Very often people, I see this as most people really want to feel that they make a difference and that they matter, not just for because of what they do, because of who they are. I think if we're honest, most of us would want to do that. So, for example, one of the courses I teach is Marketing and Networking for Success, a heart-centered approach. And the heart center is about accessing and bringing more of the qualities of your passion, your unique skills, and your abilities. It's more of a holistic approach, you might say, to that.
Yeah.
And it's part of the whole, we've been talking about being an edge walker and awakening the leader within. Part of the leader within, in a sense, is your heart. It's your sense of your intuition, your gut, your inner knowing that guides you if we only let it. I used to do a lot of work with leaders, and I used to ask them all, you know, how do you ultimately make the big decisions in your life around business or even with relationships? And they said, ultimately, their gut decided for them. If they could get out of their head and also access their feeling about it and bring in the gut, they were able to make really good decisions. And part of leading ourselves in our life is about making quality decisions about what we're doing with our time and our work.
And, you know, you made a good point there, because I was one in my past. I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust my intuition. I'm very intuitive, and I didn't do that. I'd ask other people, and, of course, their issues came into to the reply they give me, right, their baggage and that. And once I stepped into my power and started listening to my intuition, it just totally changed my entire life. So, listeners, I can tell you firsthand exactly what Patricia's telling you is exactly how I live my life. I listen to my intuition. I watch how I feel. And that's really an important process that you need to do. So I'm really glad you brought that up, Patricia.
Yeah, it's very, very important. And, you know, we talking about evolutionary and transformative, we're all in so many times of change and so much unknown right now. And the one thing we can count on is our intuition. So part of like the Awaken the Leader, within retreat, or any of you listening, it's so important now to bring our sense of centeredness, to get in touch if you haven't already, because many of you I know have, but to give credence and time to those parts of us that maybe we haven't made time for, because that's where our wisdom and our greater knowledge will come from, that gut feeling. And it's, and Sue, you probably would agree with me, it's never wrong. It may not make sense in our head, but it's never wrong.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we think
accessing the heart.
Exactly. And sometimes you think, oh, no, that can't be right, because it just doesn't make sense. But every time I follow my intuition, that gut feeling, it's always right. So it's all about trusting and having faith, I think. You know?
Absolutely. No, it is. And the other thing I want to say, just as a reminder, and we all know this, it may sound obvious, but it's a real, I hope, a little dose of inspiration for your listeners. There's only one of you in all of time. For anyone that's listening, of all the people on this earth that have ever lived and will ever live, there will never be another one of you, ever. Mm-hmm. And it's such a miracle to really, really feel that and get that we each do make a difference. You know, a lot of us are having challenges with relationships, or we've lost jobs, or we're losing our houses, and there's money problems. You put the news on, there's so much happening. So where do we gain that inspiration? And there is a spark in each of us that can never be taken away by anything outside of us. And when we awaken that from within, and we get that I'm here for a reason and a purpose, and we cultivate those skills, and it takes courage and commitment to do this, our lives begin to have more meaning and purpose. And we're more available to our relationships, and we can contribute more to the world, because so many people now are in survival mode. This is one of the ways that we can activate and cultivate parts of us that need awakening. It will make a big difference in the shift that we're in right now.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about in your bio, you refer to supporting people through the evolution. Oh, my gosh. My tongue is not working right with me right now. The evolutionary leap that's happening on the planet this time. Let's talk about that, shall we?
Well, sure. And that's what I was just kind of referring to, but I can build on it more.
Let's build on it more.
So much of what is happening is an evolution, and I hear so many people saying they want to go back to how it was. It's not going to go back to how it was. No. We are evolving. It's the transformation thing. We're going up like a spiral, like the butterfly can never be a caterpillar again. So the evolution is one of, I believe, of accessing more of our self-awareness, our consciousness, our hearts, our intuition, our greater creative gifts. This is where the edgework qualities come in. And it's almost like we're being asked to take it up to the next level, to live more of our full potential. And what I provide from my heart and my sense of purpose is really holding the space for individuals, men and women and leaders, to through my coaching and my workshops and my teleclasses and also the retreat in Hawaii in 11-11-11, as well as other programs, is creating the space and the support to move individuals and groups to that next level in an authentic way and in a way that is supported and grounded but also very impactful and powerful.
Now, let me ask you this. There's people out there hearing, you know, you and I sharing that, yeah, we listen to our intuition and we follow through. And we've got people out there that are feeling stuck, not, you know, just in that place. So what do you want to say to them, how they can develop a clearer, a deeper sense of direction, purpose, and fulfillment in life and work? What do you want to say to those people?
An interesting thing, Sue, is I'm actually going to quote Oprah Winfrey. And what she says is that when she's feeling stuck, and I've really had to learn to adopt this, and it's been challenging for my patients, but a lot of times I'm not clear, and I feel stuck, and I don't know what to do, and I can't find the answers. What Oprah says is, when in doubt, don't. And somebody might say, well, that sounds great. You know, I have to. I can't not do anything. But in the don't, when we're not clear, if we impulsively make decisions, we could go down the wrong path, which is not bad because we can learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
But to be conscious and smart about what's next in our lives, when in doubt, don't. If we don't know what to do and we're stuck, use that time wisely to get in touch with yourself, to journal, to go quiet. I mean, to me, I walk in nature a lot. I'll do a yoga class. You're going to the gym. You know, I would invite one of your listeners to find the places and the times that you could step away and really get, like, we have to get honest with ourselves, too, about where am I feeling stuck. And often I find that people are stuck when they're disconnected from their inner life, their passion, their sense of purpose, their sense of spirit. You know, they may feel stuck in a job or a relationship that's not working, but they don't know how to get out. And if something's not working, there's a part of us calling us to find other parts of us that want to express. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Like, wait, absolutely. I need a new relationship. You know, it's time to get out of this relationship. I'm stagnant I need to move. Or sometimes we need to do what I call like a reframe or a shape shift in coaching. And if we keep doing, you know, the definition of insanity, we're doing the same thing in the same way all the time, we're going to get the same results.
Exactly.
Most of us are getting in a comfort zone even when it's uncomfortable. And it takes courage, and it's scary to go into something like the butterfly that's completely unknown, where the caterpillar says, I'm done, time to let it go. And what I do is help people and give them the support and the tools to move forward.
That's great. Now, I know my saying that I say is, if it doesn't flow, I let it go.
That's fabulous. That's a great one.
Yeah, and I can share just a really quick example for you listeners. I was going down to San Diego, California, and I was working with John Assaraf, and he's a secret teacher. Some of you may not know.
Yeah, I think he is. He's great.
Yeah, and so what happened, my husband said, let's just go a little earlier and do some sightseeing in San Diego and go for a hot air balloon ride. So I got our concierge service gave me some numbers to call, and they were three numbers for three different companies. The first one I called, no one answered. The second one, the phone was busy. The third one, it said the phone was disconnected. So that's three, and it wasn't flowing. So I let it go. We didn't book anything. When we were down there, that was October 2007, when they were having the fires where the people were being evacuated.
Yes, I remember
that. Mm-hmm. Well, we were down there, and exactly we were going to do the hot air balloon ride was evacuated, and fires and people were losing their homes like crazy. So there's just an example how it wasn't flowing. I trusted that there was something better for me, and that saved us like $600 by not putting that money out trying to push it. So that's just an example.
It's a great story, and it is because sometimes we want to fill our schedule and our time, and we want to make something happen. And I love that. If it's not working, maybe something else is supposed to come in too, or maybe we're being protected from something. But we can't always control these things. There's a lot of faith and trust, even in what you're saying. So that's a fabulous example.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hate to say this, Patricia, we're out of time. This show has gone so fast. This part of the show. I know. So I want folks you to check out Patricia again, patriciavarley.com, and she's got her retreat coming up in Hawaii. You want to check that out. Fabulous healing place where you would be going. Fabulous person Patricia is. And next week, Eleanor Lacaine, who's going to be part of the retreat, she's going to be on the show to inspire you. Another wonderful lady. So check out their website, Patricia's website, patriciavarley.com. Patricia, thank you for being here and all the great work you're doing, my friend.
I thank you so much, and I do hope to see you in Hawaii sometime, and I'll wish all of your listeners back east a warm aloha. And again, if I can help you in any way or you'd like information on 111111, it's patriciavarley.com. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, thanks for being here, my friend.
Okay, take care, my friend. All the best.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share a story with you that's going to inspire you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I want to share a little surprise with you all. This just recently happened. My producer and I, Chris, we've been working together at looking at how I can get down there to Westerly, Rhode Island and give you all hugs and public appearances, and we're going to do a book signing. So the annual holiday stroll is happening down there on Wednesday, December the 7th. So I will be at the radio station live in person. So you'll be able to meet me, and we'll have lots more stuff happening. So each week, watch for some details. I'll share it with you, and keep an eye on my website, AskSueLondon.com, and we'll let you know what's all going on. Now, I have, I want to share with you before I share some inspiration with you to make sure you go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, because there are some great tools and techniques that you're going to get when you sign up for that newsletter. It will help you to create the life that you desire. And as a motivational speaker, remember, I'm able to come to your area to inspire your group, and you can connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, the show's almost at the end, and I want to make sure I get this out to inspire you to really create the life you desire. So I want to share with you that I talk to so many people, both men and women in bad marriages, going through abuse, and many who don't think that they are of value. People who are broke. I talk to people who think that they're too old to change. I have to tell you, I've heard almost every excuse of why people don't feel it's right for them to have what they desire in life. Then I meet the people that I say, oh yeah, been there, done that. And they share how the challenges they faced only made them stronger and wiser. I want to share a quote with you. Thomas Jefferson, President of the United States of America, said the following: nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude by achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. In other words, if you want to be successful at anything, you must have that right mental attitude. And honestly, folks, for me, this was something that I really had to work on, because when I was going through the challenges with my health and having Crohn's disease, what happened for me, I was told by my doctors that not only did the disease go into remission, but it was completely gone. Now, even after hearing this diagnosis, honestly, I still struggled with that feeling of I was the disease, not I had the disease. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had become the disease. Everything was, I'm not Sue London, but I am Crohn's disease. Now, this is a common mindset that happens with many people who are in disease, just so you know. They'll say they cannot do something because of their disease. Well, for me, I did a lot of struggling about going out away from my home and the safety of my washroom. With Crohn's disease, what happens is people can experience intense pain, severe diarrhea, chronic weight loss, nasty, nasty disease. And I struggled with the what ifs. What if I went out and I needed a washroom and I didn't get there on time? That's kind of where my mindset was. I knew that I had to shift my thinking. And if I didn't, I was going to stay stuck. So what I did, I started to write affirmations. And my favorite affirmation that I wrote over and over was, change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at will change. So you all want to write that down. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. Like I said, I wrote this like crazy. I put it on post-it notes and I stuck it everywhere, in my house, in my car, in my daytimer, on my computer. I read it and I reread it, and over, I let it sink in. I even asked God and his angels to send me the right person to kick my butt, to get over this negative mindset. And in a short time after that, I attracted a very gifted personal trainer. His name was Dave. Now, Dave could read me like I was an open book. And right away we met, and he said, the first question was, so how's that working for you being a disease? At first I was shocked, but I knew that I had to get my butt kicked. And when I did, that was going to change my life forever. Now, in order for me to shift my thinking from being a disease to someone who no longer was in that place, Dave convinced me to get involved in sports. because I loved being athletic when I was younger. He said to me that by doing new things was going to prove to me that I was healed and I could accomplish anything that I set my mind to. I have to tell you, it was absolutely the best medicine for me. It was great for toning me, giving me physical strength, increasing my confidence, and it was a huge boost for my self-esteem. I'm going to tell you, though, at first, I was nervous, but I was up for the challenge. Now, I've got to share this little secret with you and my journey. My first new activity was I had to learn how to rollerblade. Now, during my illness, I would look out the bedroom window, and I would watch many people tackling what I thought was an easy sport. And I thought, after all, you know, I had grown up and I had been a silver and bronze medalist in figure skating, so how hard could rollerblading be, right? Let me tell you, I was so wrong. I fell so many times. I left a lot of my skin on the sidewalks, and I was amazing entertainment for my kids. Even though I fell a lot, I felt like such a winner, though. I felt like a winner, and I was a winner because I tried. I was so proud of myself. My confidence, well, it grew, and I got involved in doing more activities. Now, those activities, they range from rollerblading, downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, hiking, rock climbing, and golfing. Now, I've got to be honest with you folks and do tell you, though, that when I say the term golfing, I'm saying that very loosely because I still haven't figured out how to keep my ball out of that darn water hazard. Any of you people relate to that? Now, after each new sport or activity, my confidence, it just grew and it grew. I learned by having Crohn's disease that, yes, it was in my past, but I was no longer going to let it hold me back. I was becoming the person who I always wanted to be. I now had that mindset that I could accomplish anything that I set my mind to. I broke the pattern for myself and for my children. Now, if you're a parent, your children are copying you. They see how you walk your talk, how you live, what kind of an example you are. So why not teach them that they can accomplish anything that they set their mind to? Be their example. Now, you can learn much more and many more valuable lessons about my journey and the lessons that I go on to teach you of how you can create the life you desire through my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. You can purchase my book through the website, AskSueLondon.com. And I'm also, on December 7th, when I come to this radio station, I'm going to be doing a book signing, so you can personally have me autograph it down there at the station. So I look forward to meeting you all. And I want to thank my very special guest today, Patricia Varley, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. On behalf of my guest, Patricia Varley, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.